They were equally facile at estimating trajectories with the grenade launcher, which was a more versatile weapon than it had been in the past. Instead of shooting 1 microton bombs with a standard propulsive charge, it had 4 different charges, and a choice of 1, 2, 3, or 4 microton bombs. And for really close-in fighting, where it was dangerous to use the lasers, the barrel of the launcher would unsnap, and you could load it with a magazine of shotgun rounds. Each shot would send out an expanding cloud of 1,000 tiny flechettes that were instant death out to 5 meters, and turned to harmless vapor at 6. The tachyon rocket launcher required no skill whatsoever. All you had to do was to be careful no one was standing behind you when you fired it. The backwash from the rocket was dangerous for several meters behind the launching tube. Otherwise, you just lined up your target in the crosshairs and pushed the button. You didn't have to worry about trajectory. The rocket traveled in a straight line for all practical purposes. It reached escape velocity in less than a second. It improved the troops' morale to get out and chew up the landscape with their new toys. But the landscape wasn't fighting back. No matter how physically impressive the weapons were, their effectiveness would depend on what the Taurans could throw back. A Greek phalanx must have looked pretty impressive, but it wouldn't do too well against a single man with a flamethrower. And as with any engagement, because of time dilation, there was no way to tell what sort of weaponry they would have. They might have never heard of the stasis field, or they might be able to say a magic word and make us disappear. I was out with the 4th platoon, burning rocks, when Charlie called and asked me to come back in, urgent. I left Hymoff in charge. Another one? The scale of the holograph display was such that our planet was pea-sized, about 5 centimeters from the X that marked the position of Sada 138. There were 41 red and green dots scattered around the field. The key identified number 41 as Taurin Cruiser 2. You called Antipol?
Yeah.
He anticipated the next question. It'll take almost a day for the signal to get there and back. It's never happened before. But of course Charlie knew that. Maybe this collapsar is especially important to them. Likely. So it was almost certain we'd be fighting on the ground. Even if Antipol managed to get the first cruiser, she wouldn't have a 50-50 chance on the second one. Low on drones and fighters. I wouldn't like to be Antipol now.